This is Dr. Tibbers. I'm going to ask you for patient Gary Wint. Indication GERD on our dysphagia, solution of gymnaxia, and solution of gymnaxia, and patient has not obstructed chest, patient with optimal picture, questionable tranquilization, esophagus, biopsy will take it from the distal esophagus, mid esophagus, lower esophagus, esophagus, there was a question of complication, finding number one, questionable tranquilization of esophagus, biopsy were taken from the mid body of the esophagus and distal body of the esophagus, lower esophagus, number two, non obstruction chest, kidney, number three, modified hiatal hernia, so combination of tranquilization esophagus, hiatal hernia, and the chest is non obstructed, that could be the possibility of him get dysphagia or not. Number four, multiple errors of gastritis. Number five, bulbar duodenum appear to be nodule. Could this be Brunner's gland, B-R-U-N-N-E-R-S, Brunner's gland, or could this be any plastic change? Bastard is like diagnosis recommendation. Away from the esophagus biopsy, if comes the positive esophagus esophagitis, we treat accordingly as per protocol with the flow vent or entercord. Number two, the biopsy comes negative for esophageal esophagitis, then recommendation of barely swallow for further evaluation of the hiatal hernia to assess the size of the hiatal hernia to see if that needs to be surgically fixed. Patient needs to be on a soft diet, and if the patient continues to have difficulty swallowing, the patient should be referred for an EGD with possible dilatation of the Schatzky's ring. Number two, away from the stern vasculars for helicobacteriology therapy, away from the duodenal bulb nodule biopsy. If the biopsy comes out to be neoplastic or other than neoplastic or atypical cells, the patient is referred for epidoscopic ultrasound with possible ESD at the Orlando Health Regional Medical Center with Dr. V-V-A-R-A-D-R-A-J-U-L-U. recommendation of taking proton pump inhibitors, protonics for 40 milligrams per day. With the strong vasculars for helicobacteriology therapy, follow on two sufficiently. Lisa, the COVID patient, primary care provider, Dr. Aftab Khan, KHAN, and COVID Dr. Parham said, April 3rd to 23rd, patient option.